Moving on, let's get to our preview for Chicago Bears, Minnesota Vikings at Soldier Field. You're listening to Sports Talk Chicago here in WLS AM 890. I am Joey Christopoulos. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday night wherever you're listening to our show. This is an interesting matchup. Chicago Bears are not the favorites in this game. The Minnesota Vikings continue to rack up wins, but over the last month or so, there has been some slippage, especially on the offensive side of the ball when it comes to Sam Darnold and the charmed start that he had to start the year. Now, when Sam Darnold was first signed before they draft J.J. McCarthy, the Minnesota Vikings, everyone else in the league was like, you can't be serious. Sam Darnold, that's what you're going to do? You're going to move from Kirk Cousins to Sam Darnold? And then they drafted J.J. McCarthy and they said, okay, well, this makes a little bit more sense. Then J.J. McCarthy gets hurt. Sam Darnold now is your starter. And everyone goes, man, let's write off the Minnesota Vikings. No way, no how. Well, Kevin O'Connell's got that team playing some great football. They have perhaps the best defensive coordinator in the NFL, who we all know loves to blitz like crazy, as we all know, was the team that injured Justin Fields last season that made him miss four games. We'll never know how the season turns out otherwise. For all you Bajent lovers out there, he went 2-2. Beat the Carolina Panthers, one of the worst NFL teams I've ever watched in my life, by 3 points. Got trucked by the Chargers. I mean, come on. Anyways, I don't want to get off topic here. But the Minnesota Vikings defense is the real deal. And so Sam Darnold comes out and starts playing great football. But if you look at the stats over the last month or so, Sam Darnold has begun to struggle. Or, as I say, Sam Darnold has begun to turn back into a little bit more Sam Darnold. Over his last three games, he has 5 interceptions. After starting off the year like gangbusters, only 7 touchdowns over his last 6 games. And here's the one that I think is the most easy to digest. In the month of September, Sam Darnold's quarterback rating was 118. In October, Sam Darnold's quarterback rating moved down to 92.3. And thus far through November, Sam Darnold's quarterback rating sits at 86.9. So he's coming back to earth, people. Which makes me have some slight hope that the Chicago Bears should be able to compete in this game. Another stat that I found to be very interesting. We talk about this here on Sports Talk Chicago every single week. The Chicago Bears and the way they start their games offensively is an abomination. The stats back it up that they're one of the worst, if not the worst, first quarter team in the NFL. It will soon be the worst because it started off with the Philadelphia Eagles being unable to score any points in the first quarter. They've turned their season around. They're going to start scoring some points in the first quarter. It will soon be the Chicago Bears. And when you look up the stat, as it stands right now, the Minnesota Vikings, 8.1 points in the first quarter, are the number one scoring team in the NFL. Now, caveat, tie this to the Sam Darnold factor. Over their last 3 games in the month of November, that 86.9 rating for Sam Darnold, Minnesota Vikings averaging only 3.3 points per game in the first quarter. So it hasn't come as easily for them as it has in the past. Some other stuff just to keep in mind when it comes to the Minnesota Vikings. Look, none of this is going to come as a huge surprise. They're first in takeaways. They're first in rush defense. They're 4th in points allowed. They're 6th in sack percentage. I mean, defensively, this team, this is going to be a real test for the Chicago Bears. And unfortunately, this is going to be their last home game for a while, too, as well. So whatever advantage you want to think that they have there, I mean, this is a formidable opponent. So let's get into my keys. Here we go, the Chicago Bears' keys to a victory over the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings stop the run. Forgive me, this taping is a pre-record before Saturday, so if I don't have the exact full-on update with DeAndre Swift right now, forgive me, but he has been struggling with a groin injury this week. If he plays, does that affect him and his ability? I mean, DeAndre Swift is a flawed player, and I'm coming to peace with the concept of DeAndre Swift. For those of you that have been listening to me since the season began, I'm not, never been a big fan of DeAndre Swift. I once had an opportunity to write for the NFL. I had to cover the Detroit Lions, so I covered DeAndre Swift when he first got drafted. And just watching tape and watching the way that he plays, I was never really a huge fan. And I've come back to it a little bit where, to be very fair, he is a home run hitter. When you get him into the open field, man, he can rack up some yards like nobody's business. That's great to have on an offense. He's just a tough guy to trust on every single down. He makes mistakes in pass protection. He makes mistakes in terms of some of his cuts and his vision as a running back. He's a flawed player. And now he's a little injured. And last week, against the Green Bay Packers, without his 40-yard touchdown run, where would they be in that game? I'm not so sure. So it's going to be crucial in this game that I don't think the Chicago Bears are going to be able to run the ball the way that they want to, but they have to find out. My key is to figure out ways to make other versions of the offense be extension of the run. We've seen some of this already, and Thomas Brown deployed it last week. You know, instead of the bubble screen to DJ Moore, they've been doing the jet sweep to DJ Moore, which basically is the pre-snap where he comes right behind the quarterback, Caleb. Caleb hikes it, hands the ball off to him. You can call it jet sweep. You can call it end around, whatever you want. But they need to do stuff like that to get the Minnesota Vikings off the scent a little bit of stopping that run. And I think the screen game with DeAndre Swift is going to be paramount. You can try and run with Roshon Johnson, but let's be honest, the speed, the athleticism, DeAndre Swift has the edge there. So if they have a hard time running the football against Minnesota, you can't turn this into Caleb back there dropping back and throwing 45 times. We've seen it already this season that it hasn't worked. And let's be very fair to the kid who just turned 23 years old, probably not ready to do that right now in his career. So you got to figure out creative ways to get the ground game going a little bit. Conversely, Chicago Bears should be in pretty good shape against the Minnesota Vikings run attack. They're 19th in the NFL. The yards per carry aren't that great. The only thing about that is, look, Aaron Jones, every time he plays the Chicago Bears, he runs us over. That dude runs hard, and you know that he's going to be ready to come, and he's going to be ready to play. There's a crazy stat right now for the Chicago Bears. During their four-game losing streak, Chicago Bears are +3 in the turnover margin. Like, how is that possible? Four-game losing streak, and you are +3 in the turnover margin. A lot of times when you lose football games, you're turning the ball over, giving the other team opportunities. Instead, the Chicago Bears are actually taking advantage of that. But again, some of this comes down to situational coaching, something that the Chicago Bears simply don't have. And if you look at this matchup in a lot of categories, in a lot of different ways, I think the Chicago Bears defense is more talented and more productive than the Minnesota Vikings. But with Brian Flores and that blitz mentality, they get the opposition on their heels a little bit. And for the Chicago Bears, I mean, that +3 in turnover margin, that's going to have to go up in this game. They need to keep coming up with takeaways. I know it hasn't turned into wins, but man, if you take that away, it makes it even more difficult to win a game. So if you're going to be +3 in turnovers during a four-game losing streak, you almost just can't make that stuff up. That is really tough to see. Defensively, big key of the game for me is going to be just stopping the big plays. The Bears have been bend but don't break. We've enjoyed the concept that they haven't given up a lot of points this year, but they have given up some really, really big plays. And there's one person on the other side playing for the Minnesota Vikings this weekend that knows a thing or two about big plays. His name is Justin Jefferson. I mean, for my money, if he's not the number one wide receiver in the NFL, he's 1A. He's damn close. And I can just see it now. I think third down is going to be a huge moment for the Chicago Bears in this game. Giving up big plays to Justin Jefferson or Aaron Jones trucking somebody on a third and four and picking up a first down. It's going to be the type of stuff that really is going to be the measure of whether the Chicago Bears team is sick of losing at this point. I mean, Montez Sweat was despondent after they lost the game to the Packers. What does this team look like? How do they continue to keep fighting? Do they keep fighting for Matt Eberflus? Do they just keep fighting for themselves? And these are the type of moments. A big play to Justin Jefferson. Aaron Jones getting that extra yard because he runs so hard all the time. Those are the little things that have me scared for this Bears-Vikings matchup. My final key to the game, this is just simple, you know, rah-rah from the cheap seat stuff. Let it rip, Caleb. Let it rip, man. This is going to be a low-scoring game, in my opinion. You're going to find out my final score prediction in just a moment. I think this is going to have to come down to those few big chunk plays to get it done. This parlays perfectly with my last key of big plays with Justin Jefferson. You know, I think this game may come down to whichever team can get that 35 to 50 yard pickup. You know, whether it's a gain, whether it's for a touchdown, whether it's to put someone in the red zone. But I just have a sneaky feeling that this game is going to be really low scoring. I think Vikings offense is slowly, barely tipping down in the wrong direction. I think the Chicago Bears offense is slowly tipping in the right direction. I think both defenses are really solid. And I think when you put those two things together, I think you got yourself a low scoring game. So Caleb, man, I hope they can just dial up some stuff where they can really let him rip the ball. And with the blitz going on, you're going to have to figure out a way to kind of put out some of that smoke early in the game. And by doing that with my first key, jet sweeps, screens, all that stuff, and give Caleb at least the opportunity to go back there, plant that back foot, and let one rip and see if we can get to Roma Dunze for 25, 30 yards somewhere down the field. Because if you can get those looks and you can execute against a Minnesota Vikings defense that loves to blitz all the time, I think those could be the X factors and the differences between winning and losing in this game. So let's get to it. My final score prediction for the Chicago Bears versus the Minnesota Vikings. For those scoring at home, because I'm 6-4 on my season picks. And the Chicago Bears are at home. I'm going to be down there around the stadium on Sunday. I'm very excited for every Bears game I get a chance to watch. But man, I'm at a point right now. You've lost 4 in a row with a head coach that already has a 3-game losing streak on his resume and a 14-game losing streak. Why in the world should I trust any Matt Eberflus team right now? What is the point of it? Out of a sense of masochism. This Chicago Bears team has to prove to me that not only they've shown you that they're good enough to beat a good team. They've shown you that they're good enough to beat a playoff team. Your rookie quarterback, Caleb Williams, has shown you already that he can take his team down the field when it matters and score a touchdown or put yourself in a position to score with a field goal against Washington, probable playoff team, and Green Bay, probable playoff team. But the head coach has proven nothing to me. If anything, the head coach has proven that he can short circuit a good time like nobody's business. He can be the one who trips over the cord at the party that turns off all the music and turns off all the lights, and then they can't get the music back on. That's what he's shown me. So until I'm proven wrong on that concept, I got the Minnesota Vikings winning this game. I got them winning 17, Chicago Bears 14. This pains me to do that. And I will just say, if my final score is correct, or even if the Chicago Bears lose, and then 4 days later, the Detroit Lions take the Chicago Bears to the woodshed on Turkey Day, that's the moment when I think you might see Matt Eberflus get shown the door. I think that morning on Black Friday might not be a happy one for Matt Eberflus if it comes to pass in that manner. Chicago Bears beat the Minnesota Vikings this week, lose to the Detroit Lions, or vice versa. Lose to the Vikings, beat the Lions. I think Matt Eberflus probably survives, probably for the rest of the year. But we're at a point now, and I've done this, and this is what's so crazy. I did this on another show before. During that 14-game losing streak, my question was to every single Chicago fan, Bears fan listening on WLS AM 890, and anyone up at House Hall willing to listen. What number is the number when you got to say to yourself, enough is enough? And back then, I was like, what's the number? 11, 12, 13, 14 losses in a row, 15 losses in a row, 16, 17? Let's go for 20. Let's be the Chicago White Sox while we're at it. And we're getting into that territory, people. You can't tell me if the Bears lose to the Vikings and then lose to the Lions and go to a six-game losing streak, you got to ask yourself, when is enough? Make it make sense. Of course I'm going to root for the Chicago Bears, but this is just, I'm reading the tea leaves. I'm seeing where this team is right now. I think offensively, I think at least this team is back in position to win a football game again. But in the same breath, the head coach doesn't have the tools, and he's shown through many examples throughout the season to maybe get us over that hump, give us that slight little edge, or at least stay out of the way of a good thing when this team is trying to win a football game. And the Minnesota Vikings are 8-2 with a really good head coach. They seem to have their operation buttoned up and running pretty tight, so I'm not going to sit here and say all of a sudden that Matt Eberflus is going to outcoach Kevin O'Connell. Prove me wrong. Until that happens, I got to go with a loss for my Chicago Bears as much as it hurts.